you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Yo, you haven't said?
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm your disgusting boyfriend.
Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about fucking.
Greetings, fuckers. How you been? Where you at? Did you drink enough water today? Welcome to another exciting episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the Anti-Slut-Shaming Podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show.
Guys, what do you do on March 7th? Are you in New York City? It's a Thursday. Well, come on down to the MasterCard Midnight Theater, where Corinne Fisher and I will take the stage with our new producer, Eric Freddy, for the first time ever in a live setting for our next installment of the Guys We Fucked residency. Guys Who Fucked Live, Guys Who Fucked The Experience. These shows are wacky. They're nuts. They're so fun. You could buy a ticket to stream it digitally, or you could come in person. That's what I prefer. Come in person. Say hi. Hang out. And then Good Girl Barbara, my debut comedy album, is out for wherever you get your comedy albums. Not a lot of places. Spotify, Apple Music. And so, as always, sign up for my Patreon if you're not doing that great. I'm really good at handling people that are pretty much on the brink. And I could get you off. I mean, I'm not going to take responsibility for myself getting you off the brink. However, because that's not my job.
And I'm not a licensed therapist.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a licensed therapist. Chad. Oh, remember Chad?
I do remember Chad.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, Chad. He's not listening to this. But if he is, hi. Maybe you really are a fan. Sign up for it once a week. We talk about shit on Zoom for an hour, and it's really cathartic. And if you're not there, you can at least listen to it later. Patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. Springfield, Missouri. Hey, guys. Hey, all of you there. I'm headlining March 22nd and March 23rd in the Blue Room. So come out and see that. And as always, listen to my solo podcast, The Voices in Our Heads, where you can hear Mikey Big Dick Dong Coscarelli drop shit and breathe weird. Like that.
Oh, there you go. That was perfect on cue. And Washington, D.C., reminder that I am going to be at the D.C. Comedy Loft February 29th through March 2nd. Tickets are available for those five shows. And I will be with Chloe LaBranche, who you heard a couple weeks ago on this program. Going to be a great, great weekend of comedy. And then, of course, you can listen to my political podcast, Without a Country. It's been great. Just did my third appearance on the Fox News channel. And I think it's going well. On this episode, I did scream that. I screamed in the middle of the episode. I'm a liberal. What do you want from me? And it was fun. We all had a good time.
My parents both definitely probably saw it.
Oh, yeah. No, probably. I was like, lots of people's parents saw it is what I can say. About that, but lots of people's parents saw it.
Our parents have been kidnapped by Fox News. Well, at least mine. That's fun.
Yeah, I was like, mine haven't.
Mine either.
Good for you guys. It's pretty sick. How you doing?
Good.
I've been intermittent fasting. That's really fun. Yeah, I'm just trying to.
I just live like that. I don't even call it fasting, but I kind of just organically do that.
Well, I in a continued effort for 2024 to do things that I absolutely do not want to do, but I know there can be some like health benefits or mental health benefits. I'm forcing myself to do things I don't want to do so that I can fucking woman up and be a better person. And eating at night is one of my favorite activities in the whole entire world. Mm. I love eating at night. Yes. I do most of my eating early in the morning, first thing, and then late at night. And yeah. I notice when I do this thing where I sleep eat and I go get up in the middle of the night and I just ravage my cabinets. And then I wake up in the morning and I see all the cabinet doors open and I see food everywhere. And I'm like, and I have I always have the flashback of, oh, right. Oh, God damn it. And
you don't eat that much, though. So, like, what's the problem?
What it does to your blood sugar and your pancreas and your liver, when you eat, you should at least be going 12 hours without eating so that your body can do what it's supposed to do. But if you go 16 hours without eating, this cool process called ketosis. It's called that's another word for it.
It can't be ketosis.
It's basically where your body is getting energy from the fat cells within your body instead of the sugar that you eat.
Right.
But what that does is it cleans out all your cells. So if you go do a 16-hour period of fasting, it's really good for your health. But goddamn, do I get hangry.
Well, I know people have mixed feelings on intermittent fasting, though, because I know there's also been a lot of discussion about people thinking it's too close to an eating disorder.
Well, they said if you've ever had an eating disorder, you shouldn't do it.
Christina said, I take that challenge.
Yeah. I only had an eating disorder for like 3 months.
Yeah. It was more of a vibe.
Yeah, it was because this guy cheated on me and I just needed to feel in control. Really. But I just wanted to see if it was something for me, because it's just certainly not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I will say, not eating, even if I didn't fast and I just didn't eat past 8 o'clock, because it's not healthy for your organs. Because what I would do is I would stuff my face.
It's just hard when you're a comedian. And it's like when you get home from work at 1 a.m. I mean, you've had a full work day and then you're not going
to
eat.
I know. Well, that's why I got like my meals. You have to fucking prep. Yeah. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
So your organs are just, and I wake up in the morning and I feel so much better. So that's been fun. I'm just, the book, Woman Code that I'm kind of studying right now, it just talks about putting really healthy food in your body is really going to change how your hormones function. So I'm experimenting with that, cooking most of my meals, and I feel lighter. And even when I'm hangry, still very grounded, you know, which is pretty cool. So there's some cool benefits. But I was thinking last night.
Where are you?
Yeah, I was doing some thinking. I was pondering, you know, I was watching the Super Bowl. We're recording this early. Watching the Super Bowl and, you know, Beyonce dropped an album.
Mm.
And then Israel dropped bombs. That was sad and bad. But I was just, we get a lot of, when you're a public person, you get a lot of people's opinions about you on your Instagram page, you know, left in the comment section.
Oh, for sure.
And we've been doing this for 10 years, baby. We're used to it. And I mean, at this point, I'm used to it. So I'm like, all right, let's go. It does make you a better person, because
I like that you were used to it at a different time.
Very different. Very different periods of being used to it than you. Because now I've done all this work on like trauma and shit. I'm like, oh, this is why people are dicks. You know, it's like, so at least because before doing all that work, I literally would contemplate at home and be like, why are people so fucking mean?
Yeah.
And it would really bother me.
Yeah.
Really bother me.
It still actually bothers me that people are so cruel, but I'm not like, why?
Right. It's me saying that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
It still bothers me. And I feel like lately on my page and then on everybody's pages, everyone's just being a cunt on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
like a huge cunt. Julia Roberts posted this picture of her and her niece like having a playing poker or something, drinking tea.
And it's also like just one celebrity I can't even think of anything bad to say about.
I know. And then she was like, yeah, and then all these people were in the comments like, wow, she's unrecognizable. And she's like, guys, I'm fucking 50. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I know who I am. I'm confident in who I am, but that still bummed me out. And it made me think about all the teenagers that get bullied online for their appearance. And it's like, we're so mean. And then on my posts lately, I'm experimenting with this fucking algorithm. It's going to be the death of me. But just people saying dumb, mean shit. And I'm like,
what kind of things were they saying?
Just like, I mean, there's always the, oh, this is what you're talking about when everything else is going on in the world, which I will address in one moment. That's why I want to talk about this.
Oh, I see.
Because I have a very important thing to say about that. And then it's just like, just mean shit of like, you're unfuckable or just dumb shit that I'm like, these don't hurt me.
Really?
These,
I feel those are usually meant for my page.
I know. Now I'm getting them. And that's when I'm like, wow, the internet's really doing one.
Oh, no.
The internet's really doing one on us.
Weird.
I know. And it's like, yeah, okay, like, fuck you, you suck. But the amount of comments and DMs I've been getting about people disappointed in me for... This is one comment I got last night that I ended up... I don't want to talk... I'll talk about this part on the bonus episode because I'm not going to give this person a platform more than I have. But about not talking about the wars, about not talking about what's mm-hmm. happening in Gaza. And, you know, as from my perspective, I know what I think in my day-to-day. Yeah. And I know that I, on Twitter, I don't see the images on Instagram because I filter them out because I just want to see fucking Dachshunds mm-hmm. and rugby players. That's it. I don't want to see this shit, okay? I don't want to, and I can control as much as I can. And Twitter's a different story because the images, it's really sad. And these images are, they bother me to the point where they don't affect my ability to function, but I need to take like an extra hour out of my day to like cry, to be honest, because I'm like, this is just so awful. But a lot of criticism being thrown at me, and I'm sure a lot of the other people, about artists not addressing Gaza every second of the day. And I want to throw this out there as food for thought. If you are an activist or if you have a cause that you're really passionate about, it is not healthy to only think about that 24/7. You are traumatizing yourself with these images and these videos, and constant taking in the news is traumatizing. And as an artist, I believe our job is, if you're an artist who wants to speak up about this shit, cool, that's your prerogative. Fuck yeah. But if you're an artist that just wants to provide some brevity, like a stand-up comedian, that's a really important service. And I was thinking about, you know, having your, like, there's, because the part of the comments that really bothered me is, I thought that you stood up for what is right. Like, this has been said to me so many times. And I'm like, dude, and it's mostly all women that are doing this. But I'm like, I do. Motherfucker. Okay. I do stand up for what's right. But also it is important to take a second out of your day to just look at a clip of a podcast and me talking about getting caught snooping in my boyfriend's journal. You know what I mean? Like, you need to think about other things. You cannot think about all this shit. And that's where I believe the power of art can be super cathartic, where it's like, I just need a break from looking at dead children's bodies for a second. And I need to watch this dumb fuck thing on Instagram. You know what I mean? And so it's really important. And I was just, it made me ponder because Beyonce, like I said, released that album in the middle of the Super Bowl. And I feel so lucky to be alive at the same time as that woman. And I also feel lucky to have a creative person that I legit look up to and kind of study. And I know what she gives to me as a fan. What, are you raising your hand?
Yeah. Can I tell a quick story?
She's in the middle of something, when
you're
Michael.
Done. When you're done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You guys, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. What? The best part is Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I freaking love that for everybody involved. I love Quince. You can get so many items on there. Their sweaters are so soft. I have this beautiful hunter green purse that I carry around all the time. I always get compliments on it. And I'm like, guys, it's from Quince, okay? It looks really bougie. Oh, I love it so much. Indulge in affordable luxury, guys. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365 days returns. That's quince.com, quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/GWF. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? Is it drained? You know, we wake up in the morning, we have a tank of gas, and then the tank gets depleted over the day. And therapy can really help with that, okay? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or your gas tank. I love therapy. I'm a huge advocate for it. Getting stuff off your chest alone is really helpful. But when you're talking to a licensed therapist that can actually give you tips and tricks and homework, it just makes it all the more better. And honestly, your friends will appreciate you not bugging them all the time. If you're thinking of starting therapy, Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief survey and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you could switch therapists every time, because therapy, finding a therapist, it's like dating. They're not all going to work out. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/guys.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I know what she gives to me as a fan of her, right? I don't know if she's talked about the Gaza thing. I don't even fucking know. I don't know.
And I was actually gonna ask. I'm like, I don't know.
And you know what? I don't care. Well, okay.
Taylor Swift hasn't addressed it. I don't think.
And I just don't expect Beyonce to address it. She has her issues.
Oh, she's passionate about. Yeah,
okay. I'm sure she had to have said something.
Well, because Bella Hadid had a dinner with Taylor Swift and like those people. And so and so she changed something about where her album was being released. This was way at the beginning, though.
Oh, okay. And look, if she wants to say something, I think that's amazing and powerful. But if she doesn't want to say anything at the moment, that's okay. She's her own person. And I was thinking about what Beyonce gives me as a fan of hers. And then I was thinking about, well, what do I want to give people? What like gifts do I want to, you know, bestow upon people? And I never really thought about it, but it makes sense. It's kind of obvious. I want to make people laugh because laughter is very healing, especially when you laugh about dark things or you laugh in the midst of dark times. That is so potent. You have no fucking idea, because it takes the steam out of the pressure cooker that is your rage and your terror and your sadness. I want you to contemplate new ideas that define what you believe are logical. That's why I love aliens and ghosts and psychedelic drugs. And I want to encourage people to get to know themselves on a very deep level. And I also just wanted to talk about that and how before you press post on a comment, I know that we have bigger fish to fry in the world, but I'm kind of like, maybe we don't actually, because true humanitarian shifts in consciousness and becoming better as a people, they happen with you first, boo. They happen with me first, okay? You got to do the work on yourself. And so I encourage you, before you press post on that comment, and I've done this, I've seen Instagram posts and I'm like, what the fuck does this person, who does she think she is? And I'll go to post. And then before I press the post button, I go, is this coming from a place of love or fear? And then when I don't feel like answering that question because I'm too fucking mad, I ask myself, am I adding to the garbage dumpster fire of Instagram or a social media platform? Or is this making something better? It's never making something better when I'm mad. So I don't post it.
I think very few comments on Instagram are making anything better.
Not really, yeah. Yeah, even the ones even that are
when
like,
I put three, you're you know, doing three the right- fire signs, it's like, did that help anything?
Yeah, yeah.
The algorithm, I suppose.
But I do think I would implore people to maybe not use the artists you follow on Instagram, use their comment section as a dumpster for your misplaced rage, because your rage is coming from a real place. But we know
it's coming from helplessness too. So I feel like it's, you know, people don't know what to do, and that feels like they did something, but they just made you mad.
Mm-hmm. Michael,
I understand that.
So I think
here we go. Buckle up, get a blanket.
This is my personal opinion, but having worked in really radio forever, I think there are certain arenas where certain things are appropriate and inappropriate.
Yeah.
Beyond people's personal feelings about something that's happening in the world. And mm-hmm. one of the best examples that I've ever been a part of, and it still makes me laugh to this day, but when I was working at Betches, we were working on a
Everyone's
show.
A Betcher.
We were working with, I think a someone you guys had on the show a while ago, Comments by Celebs, Emma Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Emma's really fantastic. But they were trying to get their footing as a podcast when we were still working with them. They didn't really know how to do any of this yet.
Yeah.
And their show is a fucking, you know, this celebrity said this and this blah, blah. It's a nonsense fluff bullshit thing.
Yeah.
And we were recording.
That's I'm the sure branding. They'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, and I mean it lovingly. Well, it just no, it no, is
we,
what it is.
But we need some nonsense sense fluff shit to give it us a break.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a non-political
show. Quite frankly, some of us are too fucking stupid. I mean, myself included, but I have a show about being stupid, talking about politics, so right. It feels American. But,
right. Right. You know, very American.
Yeehaw. Right? Right. Like, that's kind of the point.
Right. So Emma, like this is, it's a perfect example. They just don't do a show about any of that type of stuff. Their yeah. show was just like,
it's
John
like how
Stamos
the Kardashians don't talk about food.
Right. Sure.
Oh my God. Thing.
Exactly. They really don't. No, that's the thing. That's why they allow that one guy to be food god. Their friend is food god because that's one thing they don't deal with. They don't deal with food.
Wow.
Okay, sorry, go on.
So Emma and Julie, who I don't know what their show looks like now, but that was who was hosting the show. Emma and I forget Julie's last name. But we were recording like a day before or the day of 9/11 and we were putting it out.
Oh boy.
Not 9/11.
I was like, you were a child. Yeah.
This I was going to say you were, this was high
4 years ago.
No, okay, I said, Mike invented podcasting.
Shit.
This was like, I don't know, 2018 or something like that.
Mm.
And
that was a year.
They were prepping the show and then they started, they were going to record the show and they started talking and then they realized they hadn't said anything about 9/11 on their show. So they were like, we have to stop and take a moment to have like just recognize 9/11. And basically,
oh, no.
Like in the middle of their podcast.
Worse
like,
than not saying anything at all.
Exactly. They're just like, we'd be remiss if we just didn't remember that like today was 9/11.
They really took that don't forget to
heart. And that was it. They didn't say anything else.
Okay.
They didn't say anything about, but in their head.
Yeah, because they're doing it as insurance for themselves, not because they actually have anything poignant to say about it.
Exactly. And it's not like it was like a memorable
and you can
anniversary
it.
Of 9/11.
Sure.
They shoehorned this non sequitur, meaningless yeah. mention of 9/11 into this show about, you know, what John Stamos said on yeah. so-and-so's
what's
Instagram.
Hot right now. Yeah,
exactly. Ooh, so John I just Stamos. Think there's times and places for all that stuff. And yeah. it doesn't mean you don't care about what's going on. And it doesn't mean, but it's just, you
sometimes
know.
People are caught up in like a really intense emotion from seeing some really awful things. Right. And they're like, why aren't you feeling the way I'm feeling right now? Boo. We have at some point. And this is the last thing I want to say about this is like, I want you guys to think of artists as the musicians on the Titanic, okay? The violinists. You look. Oh, my headphones got cut out.
I can still hear you.
Oh, you can still hear me?
Yeah, okay. Everything is
well,
fine.
I can't hear myself. I'm gonna make a speech now. Think of artists as like the violinists on the Titanic. The ship is going down. It's traumatic. It's chaotic. People are dying. It's not fun. And you look around you. There's chaos. But then you look at those musicians on the Titanic. They're still fucking playing. Because what are they going to do? Scream too? It's not going to help. They're going to play. So I, as an artist, I'm like, I'm going to keep playing that violin, baby. All right? And so don't expect me to comment about these things. Don't expect artists to comment on these social matters all the time. Because I don't think it's healthy for the psyche of people. I think it's super traumatizing to talk about something so awful all the fucking time. You have to talk about other things, if only for a moment. Okay? So that's all I wanted to say.
And
it's your fucking email.
And you know, as I said, if you're looking for a hot Israel Hamas content, I have hours of it for you on Without a Country. But and I address this on Without a Country. But I think what's upset me a little bit is that we're cherry picking atrocities, right? And there's no argument the level of atrocity and the number of deaths in Palestine. I mean, it's the tens of
it's
thousands of people who have died. There's no, you know, you can look on Wikipedia and actually see a numbers order of slaughters that have occurred. And it's, you know, nearing the top, that's for sure. But what also happened is like, for instance, this week, a cult leader named Paul McKenzie in Kenya was charged with murder after more than 400 bodies were found buried in shallow graves in a remote forest in the east of the country, many of them children. And it's just like, okay, well, there's an example of an atrocity that I haven't heard anyone. I mean, I pulled it up because I was specifically looking for other atrocities. But it's like, are those people less important? You know,
right.
They're not. Like, we don't all have a running list of everything that happened horrific in the world. No one knows everything. No one has a list. And I feel like it's weird to put it in some kind of like an order.
Yeah. And one of the things about having a phone, too, is you're in constant view of all the awful things that are happening, not even half of them, that are happening in the world. And so it's like, I mean, we are so aware of what's happening that we get a live stream of it. My God, that does damage to the soul of the planet.
Makes you miss the days when you could just have a job on the docks, huh?
Yeah.
You're not in front of a screen all day.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Well, yeah. The thing is that even when you talk about it, I mean, again, like I've talked about this for hours, you're not going to talk about it exactly right how people want you to, but that's
forever, right?
Well, that's the beauty of having an opinion, you know?
Yeah.
Having an opinion, thinking about something, you know, maybe go talk to the president about it.
That's why I want to get abducted by aliens.
I don't.
I really do.
No, I love talking about politics. I think it's fascinating. I think it's, you know, I feel like for me personally, it is my responsibility as like a citizen to talk about politics. But that's my views on myself.
Yeah. All right, guys. Today's guest is us. We're just going to keep chatting. Okay?
We're going to keep chatting.
I swear for emails. A second, I thought you just forgot. And you were going to throw to somebody.
You've seen her at like, the wow. Comedy Center. Yeah. Yeah. It's just going to be us. And it's going to be amazing. And we're all going to be here.
Oh, you know what? Okay. So I was actually, I was talking to Moshe Kasher, and so then it got me Googling about Natasha Leggero and the last time that they were on our show. And I found really weird site that I wanted to show you guys. And it just goes to show that there's really a fetish for everything. So I was trying to remember when Natasha was on the show because we might have them back on. And the sneeze fetish forum came up when you search Natasha Leggero guys we fucked. And it is literally just a site where they link to famous, I guess, mostly women. And when they sneeze on podcast appearances, because this is a specific type of fetish.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
Men put
women.
Their energy into the weirdest
shit. If I had to put money down.
I guarantee
down.
You the guys who do this, they don't do their dishes.
Yeah. And so literally there's a post on Sneeze Fetish Forum, and it's sneezefetishforum.com.
Say that 8 times fast.
That says, Mall, he posts on August 27th, 2021. He goes, Natasha Leggero sneezing on the Guys We Fucked podcast.
Like,
and
yeah,
then it goes further to, on further to say, the hosts describe her leaning back in her seat to which Natasha responds
Get
that she
life,
was
dude.
Doing so because she needed to sneeze. And then she does so at the 45-minute, 38-second timestamp.
Bro.
And they comment there's on so the quality of the sneeze. Enjoy. And then there's a luminary link to the timestamp of the sneeze.
Wow. Whoa.
That's people really something.
People are so unique.
I'm like, well, this even...
You think you can't be surprised by people or like, you think you've heard it all.
Wait. Oh, my God. My phone is fucking with me. I just clicked the link and then it says episode unavailable. Why can't I listen to Call Her Daddy on Luminary as Temply Unavailable? This is not Call Her Daddy.
Wait, what the fuck?
Look, my phone is fucking haunting me.
No escape, ladies.
Wait.
It will haunt you forever.
That is a weird prompt. The prompt is... The professional prompt that's coming up on Corinne's phone is, in quotes, why can't I listen to Call Her Daddy on Luminary? Is temporarily unavailable from Call Her Daddy. That's weird.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, anyway, the sneeze fetish forum is popping.
Jeez.
And then Nav.
Can you imagine if that's what got you off? Just a fucking sneeze? How simple.
Not. Well, there is a, you know.
Just go to a
It is the beginning of an
clinic.
Orgasm. Like it's the same like power.
Sneezing feels
well.
Great.
Medical explanation is like the same. I don't know, like veracity.
Yeah,
it does feel like I'm jizzing, but like in a guy way.
Like when you're winding up for a sneeze, you like pull everything in.
Yeah. Then it's like an explosion. Like
it's, yeah, right.
Wait, guys. The first reply to this from Nav the day after the original post, he goes, "Nice find." And good sneezy chatter from the others, too.
All right.
Another person.
I love this.
Another person goes, amazing buildup at 7 minutes and 10 seconds in. This is specifically the Natasha Leggero sneeze fetish page. It looks like she sneezes a lot on podcasts.
Got to get her some Zyrtec.
Yeah.
Or not. So these people can still continue to have a good time.
Good point,
yeah, because there's a couple episodes of Endless Honeymoon where she's sneezing. Wait, contact staff. I would love to see who's the staff
who's
on this.
Who's the staff?
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
Furry Sneezing Archives.
Oh, man. Can you look up who's on there? Like, are you on there? Are we on there?
Oh, like WikiFeet? Is it like Wiki Sneeze?
Right.
Wait,
never got a Google.
Are you guys on WikiFeet?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah, we are.
We made it.
Hell yeah, we're on WikiFeet.
We've been on WikiFeet for like a decade, boom. Moving on up.
Okay. I just Googled Corinne Fisher sneeze and nothing comes up. Let me do Christina Hutchinson. No. Maybe we haven't sneezed enough. On air.
I don't think I really sneeze on air. Yeah. I mean, I've been sick where we've had to record sometimes. And I've done it often.
No, it just keeps specifically going to Natasha Leggero sneeze.
Okay.
I guess she's just a sneezy lady.
Yeah. Sometimes you're sneezy.
Wow. Wow. Sneeze theory. Okay. I love it.
All right. That's fun.
All right, let's read this article or this email. This is subject line. Does that mean he likes me back? Hey, Christina and Corinne, I've been watching you guys since 2018 and I love the podcast. Also, for warning, I've never wrote to a podcast like this, so I may not be good at explaining things.
That's okay.
So for context, I'm 19 and work at Walmart. I'm still not entirely confident in myself and it's hard to find myself being with someone. But there's a guy who came into work and is now a good friend. The thing is that I found that I was having a crush on him, which hasn't happened at all with someone my age, except like sixth grade.
Aww.
At the time, he was 19 as well, but had a birthday in December. So now he's 20. Uh-oh.
Ooh, an older man.
This is so funny. As well, he and his mom worked together and were good friends along with my other friends. Some things he had said or done is a little less, but I've taken notice. if my other friend is walking with his mom, this is such a 19-year-old email.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And also, like, I feel like this person's pretty self-aware for a 19-year-old, I gotta say.
If my other friend is walking with his mom, he decides to walk with me every time. He has bought my work lunch staff more than once and random things out of the blue. When he asks a question or something and someone else answers, for instance, his mom, he will straight up say, I was talking to her and I'm sitting at the table like shocked face. Okay, this is a little hard to know what you're saying. Or paid for our breakfast outings and is always looking at me.
Okay.
Oh, and during work, he would always do something that catches me off guard. And he would say any chance that he got to say, do I make you nervous?
The thing that's weird.
Yeah. Well,
do I make you nervous?
No, it's not.
If it was a cute way.
No.
I'm thinking of an older... Yeah, he's 20. So
yeah, he's 20. Yeah.
I'm thinking of like an older man going, do I make you nervous, pretty low?
No, you can say it in a flirt. You can say it in like a flirty way. Like, oh, am I making you nervous? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've said it to people. Yeah. The thing is, though, he's also just a really chill guy, nice guy. So I feel like everything he does, I'm reading into. But the thing he has said he isn't looking for is a relationship. And to be honest, with the way that I am, I don't know if I am as well. Also, his mom, who also months ago asked my other friend after he bought my lunch if she thought that he likes me or whatever. And I have not told the mom and don't think I could, but yeah. She low-key ships, I think. Oh my God, this is hilarious. I would love to see what you guys think. Keep doing what you're doing. I love you guys. And what are you doing?
Okay.
He's flirting with you, but he doesn't want a relationship. Like that people tell you who they are. Don't read more into
men
more of it.
Men will always kind of... They'll verbally tell you where they're at and what their quality, best and worst qualities are. So believe him. But also, if it's bugging you, if you're like, well, but maybe, then sometimes you need to know, you need to hear it from the source. Because if you have a crush on him, for example, and it's kind of like being fostered and you don't want to foster it anymore because it's not going to go anywhere, do yourself a favor and don't foster a crush on this guy. Just ask him, like, do you like me? You're fucking 19, you know? You sound sweet. It's fine. The worst that he's got, he might say, no, I don't like you. And he's like, okay, cool. And then you're going to be maybe a little daggered from that and you move on.
Yeah. Like the women, as women, we love to like include these like listicles of everything the guy
this
did.
And this and this.
Guys aren't thinking about that.
Yeah.
They're just fucking existing, dude.
Yeah. And I'll say, if he liked you, you would know pretty quickly. You would know pretty quickly, you know?
Yeah. And if it feels like you're not sure, that means like sometimes like they're unsure too, you know? Like, guys don't have this master plan most of the time that we think they do.
I know.
They don't.
They don't think that far ahead. They don't.
Yeah. There's no master fucking plan.
No. They're just existing. And that's why they're a little more
Again,
peaceful.
In the words of Jerry Seinfeld, we're just walking around, looking around.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's true.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So this is a follow-up from the email that we read. Did we read this on a bonus episode or on an intro? I think we might have read it on a bonus episode.
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was a bonus episode, so you're going to subscribe to find out. But the subject was, I found out my friend is a child predator. Basically, to summarize it, this woman and her boyfriend live together. They have a neighbor who's an older guy who was married to a woman, got divorced, found out through a hair salon lady that this older guy was in jail or got arrested for basically trying to meet up with a 15-year-old. The 15-year-old turned out to be like an undercover cop or something like that.
Well, it was a bait and switch. There was no 15-year-old.
Right, exactly.
It was to lure them in.
The 15-year-old was the cop.
Yeah, there was no 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And 15-year-old said, freeze.
Yeah.
Hey, mister.
I know. That's like a 6-year-old. I know. It's a hebephile.
And also here, like, even though the subject child line is predator. Child predator, it's a fucking child.
Yeah. And so we had a discussion. We read the email. We had a discussion because the girl was freaked out. We're like, look, pedophilia is a young child, right? That is a different caliber of fucked up than the caliber of fucked up that an older guy trying to bone a teenager is. They're both fucked up, but they're in different ways.
Well, this is third tier because we looked at the numbers. I'm like, 15 is actually a febophilia, not even hebephilia.
Right.
Because the 15 to 19, it's on the spectrum of predator. It's the chillest one,
honestly. Yeah, but it's still a predator. Yeah, for sure. But we read it.
Still a predator.
Wouldn't be as freaked out by it, but like, it's fucked up for sure. So we read that email, and then she sent us a follow up update from the same listener. Okay, update in case you ended up reading this whole thing.
We did.
Which we did, but on a bonus episode. I think it was last week's bonus episode. Well, 2 weeks ago because this is coming out at the end of the month. I sent that original email 24 hours after hearing about this incident. Okay, so I was fresh as hell. Since then, I shared the news with my boyfriend. Okay, because she was debating not telling him.
Yeah.
Who just kept going, what the fuck, man? Sporadically for about 24 hours. It has really fucked with us to see a trusted friend in this position. Right, because they were super close and they like loved this guy. And he was very like, you know, a community leader kind of thing. The way they always are.
Right, but to me, like, this is also like kind of like a learning lesson for these people in their lives. Like, yeah, life is full of your close friends disappointing you. And like, and it's how you respond to that and get past it. And I think part of it is just like, stop putting people on pedestals and really realizing we're all human and we all have these huge flaws in us. I mean, this is a little bit more than a huge flaw, but you know what I'm saying.
Just a little flaw.
Yeah.
It feels like a movie. John was the fake name of the neighbor. John has been holed away in his apartment. Okay, so I guess he's not in prison. And neither of us have yet to run into him. For context, we normally see him a few times a week on the street. We noticed his distinctive car was nowhere to be seen for a few days. And then have since put together the pieces that he traded his black car for a gray one of the same make and model.
Oh, he's going undercover witness protection program.
Right. The Predator website that listed him on it doxed his address and information. So I guess he is fearful of his own safety. Oh, yeah. Normally, we can see John from our kitchen window while he sits on his balcony. Now, I've pulled the blinds down in our kitchen for the first time in 4 years living here. We have a skylight in our bathroom, which should John go onto the roof.
Guys, you're thinking John's way more calculated than he is. And also, John's not interested in fucking
John's
you guys.
Old.
No offense.
Yeah, you're too old and you're a woman. should John go onto the roof, which he has easy access to, he could technically walk over and look into our bathroom.
He's not in. Yeah. Like, I don't. Like,
yeah,
like
okay,
I know I live. My 34th Street apartment was one of those buildings where there was you went on the roof and there was a skylight to the other apartments looking down. And it was super easy. But I don't think this guy gives a shit about seeing your titties, girl.
Yeah. Like,
he wants 15-year-old boys.
There's like a
balls.
Misunderstanding. It's like even. So even if you are a pedophile, a hebephile, and a febophile, that doesn't mean you're just like balls to the wall, a crazy sexual person who will do anything and fuck anyone who's fucking animals and jerking off udders into their mouth. Like,
ew.
It doesn't mean that this guy is just walking around sticking his dick in anything. And I think it's like, we don't really understand these things. And that's why everyone just thinks the solution is let's go out and kill pedophiles. Like,
yes,
yeah, there's no understanding.
He could walk across the zip line and sit, like, it's just, yeah.
He doesn't want to fuck you. He doesn't want to watch you pee. It's like a misunderstanding here.
Wrong theme song.
Unless you often have 15-year-old boys over.
Right. Then I would say, cover that skylight.
Yeah.
Ever since learning about this incident, the skylight started to freak me out at night when I can't see on the other side of it. Yeah, again.
He's just not that into you.
Yeah. That your hebephile neighbor is just not that concerned about seeing you naked.
Yeah.
I can't see on the other side of it, even though we would hear footsteps if someone was on the roof. You're stressing out too much about this. And even though neither my boyfriend or I are his type, we're not 20-year-old boys. Gross. I have since covered the glass of the skylight with blurring privacy stickers. It's just beyond weird to go from thinking it's a fun way It's a fun wave to our friend from the kitchen window here and there. My boyfriend and I assuming and laughing about how he's probably seen us having sex in our kitchen at least a few times. Again, it's probably not interested in
it. And also, that's also weird on your behalf.
Yeah, like you should close your blinds to keep your neighbors from watching
you
fucking.
They're obsessed with this.
Well, but and also the thing is, I think it's like, kind of what a like almost what a narcissistic heteronormative thought to think that they're that he
wants to see me fucking.
Is so obsessed with seeing you and your boyfriend fuck. No, he wants to see a 15-year-old jerk off. Okay,
yeah,
he's also grossed out by you know the same way you're grossed out by him. He's equally grossed out by you.
Same sides, different coin, different sides, same coin. To putting up privacy film over windows, pulling down blinds, and holding my breath every time I walk past his door, praying he doesn't come out. He doesn't happen to come out while I'm walking past. Girl, he's gonna one day.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna go, hey. All right, see ya.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is a small town and this next twist I did not see coming.
Uh-oh.
Okay. John made an appearance at a town council meeting to clear his name.
Bold.
I watched a recording. You're obsessed with him. No, I get it. He stands up there and announces what happened. He states that he was coerced into making a false confession under false pretenses by a vigilante group who purport to expose sexual predators, but whose real goal is to destroy lives for views and likes.
And I actually agree with his assessment of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, those people do certainly exist, but John is right about?
No. I think he 100% was looking to meet a 15-year-old, but I think these online vigilantes are doing it for views and likes, not actually because they care so deeply about, you
the
know,
cause.
Keeping
febophiles
off the street. That's not really a cause that anyone, I don't think, actually cares that much about. And specifically, I don't think that this is the way, if you really want to solve the problem, I don't think this is the way to do it. I think this is actually a way to ruin more lives.
Yes. This group uses decoys on dating apps who pose as an underage. Oh, God. Okay. Jesus Christ. This group uses decoys on dating apps who pose as underage people to get adults to agree to meet up. But this is not part of the feds. Like, this is not an official thing. So
no,
it's just like a bunch of people wanting to catch pedophiles.
Yeah, there's lots of online vigilantes, including some comedians that do work like this.
Weird.
It's extremely dangerous.
Weird.
And also, like,
that's weird.
You don't know exactly what you're doing. There
exactly,
could actually be a miscommunication. I don't think this was a miscommunication, but there could be miscommunication. And it's
and
like,
you're ruining somebody's life.
You're ruining someone's life.
If it
life.
Was a rumor,
you're ruining
but
an entire
still,
family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's how
it's
people
so
like
irresponsible.
Commit suicide, you know?
Exactly. And also even like, okay, so I don't, so, and also like, what if this guy, maybe he never acted on it before, whatever. Like, you think that the solution or like what he deserves is to kill himself? I also don't think that's a good idea.
No. This group uses decoys on dating apps who pose as underage people to get adults to agree to meet up. And then they confront the predators on camera and post the videos on the internet, a modern day to catch a predator. What happened to John was they confronted him with a camera at an agreed upon location where they state he was meeting up with a 15-year-old boy.
I'm very familiar with this stuff. Yeah.
So John goes in this council meeting to say that the confrontation was frightening, stressful, and confounding. He says that this organization is not supported by any of the local law agencies and that our local prosecutor's office does not condone this vigilante activity. I mean, yeah, because they could be fucking getting themselves into trouble. What if you're fucking with somebody who's got like a bunch of guns and a temper? He says he never believed the decoy he was talking to was a minor and that he agreed to meet in a public place because it would allow me to observe him before going any further.
Now
he's outing himself.
Yeah, this seems like you're saying too much, John.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Should have had a less is more meeting before going in front of the whole town.
He says the recording was taken under extreme duress and that he'd been charged with criminal offenses based on it. He said he's been humiliated and the financial cost has been staggering. He says he will not succumb to social isolation and that his friends, family, and coworkers have been supportive of him. He has asked his neighbors, to uphold the tenet that he is innocent until proven guilty.
There are some things you can't do that with, and anything in the pedophile spectrum is one of those things. And that's the problem with the vigilante work. Mm. It's a scent you cannot cut off you, ever.
As if I wasn't already confused enough, I seriously cannot explain how much I don't know what to think. Assuming he was guilty after watching the first video, I really imagined he would stay holed up in his apartment, get fired from his job, and maybe even move away. The reason it felt gray to me in the first place was because of how this vigilante group operates. I wondered how much their mission, in quotes, should be taken on face value versus how much they do what they do for internet praise and for being the good guys, if any of it is faked on their end to make these videos more compelling.
There you go.
And how much of a trusted source they really are.
Oh, there you go.
Critical thinking. It's what's for dinner. I just don't know what to think from the start. I went down a rabbit hole of their videos, disgusted and disturbed by video after video of men allegedly thinking they were meeting up with 14 and 15 year olds. But now that John has stood up in front of the whole town, in front of a council who I know for a fact all know him personally. I mean, look, if we're thinking about it strategy wise, he could have done that on purpose so that when he does fucking get caught, he could say, but I'm a leader in the community and claimed victimhood. I am shocked and confused. But the fact that I can't shake is that according to the original video, he went to meet up with someone who told them they were 15. In his council address, he doesn't really explain this well. Yeah, because he probably thought they were 15 and he's lying. He says he didn't believe for a moment that this person was actually a minor.
Yeah, it's called lying.
Mm-hmm. Well, then why would he have met up with someone he thought was lying about being 15?
Because he's lying.
He's lying. This is, okay, so welcome to the world. Motherfuckers lie.
It's alarming how just you're like you rapidly like change your thoughts and opinion. Like, and I also didn't know we knew initially that she sent this like after 24 hours. You need to take a pause.
Yeah.
In life.
I love that these crazy things happen. She's like, I gotta write Corinna Christina.
Yeah, knee-jerk reactions that. Right and left. Like, I don't even think you've sat yourself down. You're putting things on your windows. You're covering everything. How about taking a fucking breath and sitting down and really thinking about this? Because honestly, right now you're thinking about whether or not you want to be friends with John. I don't think John should be friends with you. But no matter what he did, you're not a good friend for him. If you turn him on him this quickly, to be quite honest, I wouldn't want a friend like you. I wouldn't. You turn your back immediately based on one. Immediately,
yeah.
You're the kind of friend who likes a comedian gets canceled. They read one BuzzFeed article about them, and you're on the side of BuzzFeed. You're not a good friend.
You're not a good friend.
Fucking, you gotta ride or die with the homies, dude.
Yeah, motherfucker. And also, if you were friends, you'd talk to the guy and be like, "Yo, John, what's up? What's this about?" What's this about? You knock on his door, yeah, not wait for him to peek into your fucking sunroof window.
And you're not being slick. John knows what you're doing. John knows you're avoiding him. John knows you're covering his windows. It's so passive aggressive.
John probably rolls his eyes at you.
I fucking hate passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
It's so, just be aggressive.
Either confront him or act normally.
Yeah,
all this in between shit is pussy ass baby
you're
shit.
You're acting like my mom.
Oh,
that's bizarre
it.
And doesn't really add up. He also started in the original.
And now she's doing that. She's fucking turning into an internet sleuth. The thing that who was that girl who was missing because her boyfriend killed her that was missing in the desert for a while and everyone turned into an internet
blonde
sleuth.
Girl.
Oh, Brian Laundry.
What was the girl's name?
I forget.
Well, because internet sleuthing like really fucked up that case and made it go on way longer. And then now you're doing that shit. We gotta stop
Gabby
the internet.
Petito.
Yeah, you gotta stop the Gabby Petito internet sleuthing. There's a reason that investigators are investigators.
They both got killed, didn't they?
I don't remember what happened to Brian.
Wasn't that
no,
what
I
happened?
Thought he escaped
he
to his parents'
her.
House. He was in his parents' house and like hiding out.
Yeah, Brian Laundry is still alive. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, so after a week of having this on my mind, I've just been stuck on thinking it's gross and weird. No matter what the laws are. Okay, you're just saying the same thing. No matter what, I'm skeeved out by a 60-something-year-old who likes such young men. Legality aside, cool. I feel like there is something off with someone who never moves on from wanting to be with 18 to 20-year-olds. You're right. Okay. But at the same time, if no laws are broken and if he really hasn't actually been with minors, but how could I be sure? Who cares?
Oh, Brian Laundrie is dead. See, I'm yeah, so bored. I'm Googling Brian Laundrie's death.
It's a long email.
I know.
What else? I literally did the same thing. I was like reading the Wikipedia.
We don't need to. When you write us a letter, we don't need to know your entire internal monologue.
Right.
Please.
That's true.
Jesus Christ.
Edit.
We have enough going on in our own heads.
I know so much.
Oh my Lord.
You have no fucking idea.
Everyone's fucking E.E. Cummings stream of consciousness over here.
Yes.
Lord.
That's why when people are like, how dare you not speak? Bitch, what? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So I'm not going to read the rest of it, but you'll be fine, girl. You'll be fine.
Just don't be friends with him.
Wait, we have time for one more email. Let me make sure. Okay, so this one. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wait, how many minutes do we have, Mike?
We're at 47.
Okay, all right. Oh, this is an episode. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So we'll do two more.
This is my, okay.
Yeah.
Do I tell my father that his father, your grandpa, said, well, are we trying to make things as actually as complicated as possible? Do I tell my father that his father?
It's a rough day for emails.
No, my grandpa said sexually explicit things to my sister and I to explain why he isn't invited to my wedding. Okay. Do I tell my father why my grandpa isn't invited to my wedding? That would be simpler. it's like, come on, guys. Hi, Corinne, Christina, Eric, and Mike, if you're still there. I have been a longtime listener and Luminary subscriber. I've seen you both do stand-up in New York and Chicago, and you always kill it. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I truly look up to you both. My fiancé and I have been together for 7 years. We're both... Why so long? You know, just get... Do it. We're both...
Do it or don't.
What the fuck? We're both 30, live in Chicago, and are newly engaged. We started planning our wedding and are super excited. The only problem that I've run into is whether or not to invite my father's parents.
It's your wedding, girl.
The short version is I cannot stand them. They are creepy and weird, and I haven't seen them in 6 years.
Oh.
The long version is I'm 99% sure that my grandfather molested me as a child. Mm. Since I was a young kid, I always had a memory of someone touching me in the shower. My memory of this doesn't allow me to picture who was doing it to me, but I can remember the shower, and if my memory serves me, it is my grandparents' shower. My mom has also told me that my parents left me at my grandparents' house for the weekend once when I was little. When they came to pick me up, I was furiously biting my fingernails down to the nail beds. According to my mother, I had never done this before. Okay, well then it seems like your parents needed to parent in that moment and didn't. They didn't need to just regale you with a story of your nail beds.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. My grandfather also said creepy things to me at my sister's graduation party. Specifically, he said, wow, you have got to be the prettiest granddaughter, in a very, very creepy way. Yeah. My grandmother heard it and did nothing. I just walked away.
Gross.
Over time, I started to tell my sisters of my suspicions, and my younger sister shared that when she was little, like around 6 years old, he described in detail to her how he lost his virginity.
Ew.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Your grandpa's a pedophile.
She said that they were in his car, so she couldn't walk away. But as soon as they got home, she immediately ran into the house. She said he never touched her, but hearing this makes me want to lose my mind. Like myself, she never told my parents. My parents are not aware of any of this. The reason this is connected to my wedding is because I know that my dad is going to want to invite my grandparents. Mm. Well, it's not his wedding.
Yeah.
He used to be pretty reasonable, but recently he seems like he's fully not fully their cognitive
weight. Your dad or your grandpa?
I would say the dad. Oh. He flies off the handle easily and says off the wall shit. Yeah, it's called aging. Recently, I mean, yeah, your parents are just gonna get a little wackier in these later years, and you just gotta roll with it, you know? Recently, he has become very defensive over his side of the family and blames us, my mom, my sisters, and I for his poor relationship with them.
I think what we fail
to realize with parents is like, yeah, you know how we're having all these aha moments as we're the children growing up? Yeah, your parents are too. They're not just fucking lost in time, okay? They don't just freeze. They are also developing emotionally, having aha moments, self-reflecting, even though if they're not doing it the same way we are as millennials or, you know, or maybe in your, yeah, I guess you're still a millennial. I'm not sure, 30. It's like they're still having these actualizations too. Mm-hmm. So like, it's almost a little bit demeaning the way we speak about our parents sometimes. Like, they are still fucking developing as humans, even if they're not doing it the way that we are doing it and seeing a therapist. So like, relax. To be honest, sometimes I don't even want him there, but that's for another email. Yeah, I feel like there's a bit of a loss of empathy in some of these emails for our parents. My mom has made it very clear that it is my decision to invite who I would like, and the will stay completely out of the planning unless I want help. I just don't think that my dad feels the same way when it comes to his parents. I guess what I'm asking is, if my dad digs his heels in about inviting his parents, do I tell him about his dad being a complete creep so he understands why I refuse to interact or communicate with him? I would tell him whether or not they're invited to the wedding, because he should know. I don't know if I'm comfortable telling them about my molestation suspicion, because I'm not 100% sure it was him. And yeah, that's a big claim to make if you're not sure. But I would definitely tell them that he has made uncomfortable comments about my looks. My sister explicitly told me to tell my parents what he said to her if anything is ever brought up, because she doesn't want to do it herself, but wants them to know that our grandfather is a complete creep. So your sister's making it your problem. That's fine. No matter what, my grandparents are not coming. The only question is whether or not to disclose why I refuse to be around them.
Yeah.
I know the question is hypothetical, but it's very likely that my dad will push back when I break the news that my grandparents are not invited. Any advice is appreciated. Thank you.
I would just be like, hey, just so you know, I haven't talked to my grandparents, your parents' dad, in 6 years. It's because they've always given me a really creepy feeling, and I've had a lot of memories of suspected creepiness happened, but nothing that I could confirm. Then I talked to my sister, and she confirmed some very creepy stories. He is allowed nowhere near my wedding.
Yeah. Also, guys,
case closed.
Cut the cord. If you're getting fucking married, it doesn't matter what
you have to stand up to your parents.
They have no say.
They're not. Are they paying for your wedding? Even if they were,
zero say in your
wedding. They're not in the marriage. They're not getting married.
So it's just so strange. You guys all need to cut the cords a little bit more between you and your families.
Yeah. Cut it out. Never talk to him again. Woo. Okay.
Not necessarily that. I mean, that's your choice. But like, it's just like, it seems like it's like either like people don't talk to their parents at all, or they're everything they do, they're calling mom and dad.
Right.
What?
I feel like people feel imprisoned to their parents' opinions because they forget that like you're the keeper of your own life. Your parents actually don't have a say. You just think they do. Like you're in a jail cell. The door is wide open.
In a functioning family, what should be happening is your parents are spending, you know, your youth giving you the tools to go out there on your own, and also hopefully teaching you how to critically think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like the template will involve their religious views, their political views, their social views. But hopefully it will also include a yearning and a want to know the truth and discover things for yourself. And then you go out into the world and you look at what your parents gave you and you throw some of it away, you alter some of it, you keep some of it, and then you create your own thing. And then you pass that along to your children if you have children, and then they do the same thing. Okay. You're not just some carbon copy of your parents. You also don't need to be the complete antithesis of your parents just because you hate them. I mean, like that's an overcorrect, because even if you're doing that, like if you're rebelling against them, and you hate the way you grew up, you're in a way, if you're just the antithesis of your parents, you are still that way because your parents.
Because it's against them.
Right.
Yeah. You're so living spite.
You're still kind of their puppet.
Yeah. And you're not your own person. Just gotta be your own person.
Just be your own person.
All right. Last email. My boyfriend called me by a 6-year-old daughder's name. I mean, that can happen.
I know. I feel like we're reading too much into this.
Yeah. I mean, I've only ever called boyfriends another boyfriend's name so many times. I go through phases of doing that. I'm like, wow, I almost called you Steven like 8 times today. What the fuck? And then I'll like not do it for a year.
Sometimes have you ever like been hanging out with like a boyfriend and literally forgotten their name? Like, sometimes I'll just black out and completely forget what their name is.
Or and sometimes I'll feel like
you.
Because last time I was in a long-term relationship was with this other person. So I'll feel like I'll call my current boyfriend a nickname I had for my last boyfriend. Yeah. Like,
yeah, because it's just, you're just kind of like, you know, it's all again, the same. We're all, everyone's replaceable and we're just going through the motions. No one really means anything.
Mm. Guys, we fucked. I'm a 26-year-old woman. My boyfriend's 34-year-old man. We've been together for 8 months. When we met, I was not looking to date because I'm a serial monogamist. Huh? Oh, okay. I also can't stand children. He has two boys and one girl.
Sounds like a great fit.
Yeah. I always thought the way he obviously favors his daughter was strange. Oh, okay. But just assumed it was because I don't have healthy relationships with my parents. Could be.
Favor daughters a lot though.
Yeah. And when you don't have that kind of bond and you see it, you cut part of you that's like angry you didn't get that projects of like, well, that's fucking creepy and weird. No, maybe it's just love.
No, you know? But also just the same way moms favor sons a lot, dads favor daughters. It's just the way it is.
It's weird. The other night, though, we were both up late. He was playing video games. I was drinking wine, watching scary movies, and all the kids were asleep. Suddenly, he said his daughter's name, so I thought she had woken up. But then he said her name again, and then I turned and realized he was talking to me. So all I said was, I'm not this girl's name. Not her real... Oh, okay. I'm not Amy. Not her real name. He apologized and said, that was weird. I said, yeah, you should go to sleep. I've never dated anybody with children, but ever since that night, I can't help but feel like I'm in the way of him and his daughter. No, he just has a daughter and he talks to her a lot.
Miss, this was a huge leap. This was a huge... Yeah, this Jesus is one of Christ. The hugest leaps in Guys We Fucked history, I'm actually going to say. Okay?
Not all men want to fuck their daughters.
Yeah, he accidentally called you his daughter's name once, which is a name that I'm sure he uses 100 times a day. And then you leapt to, you're dating a pedophile.
I think our patience also at the end of this episode is gone.
But also, come on, girl.
Stop.
I'll jump to conclusion this sometimes, but that... That's a lot.
The theme of this episode is looking for huge problems where there are none.
Yeah. I will say, I imagine your life is pretty peaceful otherwise, if this is the thing you're worried about and writing us for.
Yeah.
I don't think he's interested in his daughter in more than being her dad.
Yeah. I'm sure he thinks of her like as a little sweet princess. Yeah. But again, like, yeah.
That's a dynamic that happens.
Yeah. That's normal for the dad to seemingly favor the daughter. That's just because
my little girl.
He looks at his sons it's almost like a self-hate thing. Like, right? Like men know how dastardly men can be.
Yeah.
And they see women in a different light. So he sees his daughter in a different light. Yeah. That's just like so fucking common. It's the same way why boy moms hate every girlfriend. It's self-hate.
Yeah, it is.
It's self-hate because they know the way they've manipulated men over the years, and they don't want that happening to their son.
Oh,
come on,
guys. Thought of it that way.
Come on. This is fucking 101 over here.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Stop. Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
And it's also now it's weird that you're thinking about it so much.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Maybe you're a pedophile.
Yeah, no, we do live in a world where there's a lot of pedophiles. There are a lot of them, and it's disturbing. But I don't think your boyfriend's one of them.
Yeah. Also, I mean, like, pedophile, you can usually pretty much do by looking at him. This is very salt to the earth guy.
Yeah.
Salt,
looks like he works at an AutoZone.
I've never seen a picture.
No, he looks like he works at something more preppy.
I've never seen a picture of a pedophile and gone, ooh, that was a shocking photo.
Right, right. Like, wow, I didn't get pedophile vibes from him at all.
Yeah, every time you see a picture of a pedophile, you go, ugh. How is everyone in the town not pointing at this guy?
Right.
Yeah.
There's
something in the eyes.
He has a bagged Party City pedophile costume on.
Yeah.
Pedophiles seem to go out of their way to let us know with everything about their outward appearance that they're pedophiles.
Yeah. Men are really bad at hiding stuff.
They're really bad at hiding stuff.
They're so bad at hiding stuff. Oh, my God. They're so bad. I mean, thank God.
Yeah.
But your boyfriend's not a pedophile.
Yay.
Congrats.
Congratulations. All right. Guys, this has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye.
Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck My Wet Ass Pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.